anointing in this house, a sweeping anointing to sweep out our lives what we don't want, we don't need, and to sweep into our lives present power and possibilities that have been given to us by our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Ghost. May every answer need, solution needed, direction needed, answer that is needed here in this auditorium and around the world by internet, may those answers come out of the mouth of God today. And may the Holy Spirit minister personally to every person, that they may know they have been in your presence and that you are asking them today what you need, what you want, what you desire. I'm well able to provide all this thing for you. All I want is you. Lift your hand. Surrender. Consecrate yourself to him in his presence this morning. This is the best place you have ever been in your life. You in the best position that you ever been in your life right now. In his honor present. Omnipotent. Omniscient. God is in this place. And we thank you, Father, for Jesus, his blood, the cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position the Lord Jesus is in right now. Thank you. You're welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. Manifest the fruit. Manifest the gifts. Manifest understanding. Manifest wisdom. Manifest revelation. That we all may leave this place quite a well, understanding what we must do to please you. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Shake hands with somebody and find your seat. Glory to God. Glory to God. Help me, somebody. Glory to God. Always give God the glory. What an atmosphere. What an atmosphere. Been here. What an atmosphere. I've been in atmospheres like this before. I know what it is. They don't just happen. You got to create them. I said atmosphere like this don't just happen. You can't fake them. You can't fake this. How many know this is real? Yeah, it's the presence of God. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. You have to create it. Somebody got to spend time with God for this. Oh, yeah. And somebody has to welcome him with a pure heart. And when that happens, he manifests. I say, when that happens, talk to me here. Man, I don't want to touch it, you know, because it's not the easiest thing to get into, but if you mess up, you get right out of it. What a present. How many of y'all sense the presence of the Lord? Wow. What a present. What a present. My goodness. Thank God Almighty. Whew. You have no idea where you're going today. Apostolically. The church is being pulled into a new anointing. I hear words, I can't, I don't know how to explain them, but the church is being pulled into a new draft of wisdom. That's what I heard in the spirit. It's the wisdom wind blowing. I never heard that before. The wisdom wind is blowing. In this type of atmosphere, listen, you can become a winner in a second. Yeah, don't take all the week. No, just one moment. One moment, you're fighting, the next moment you're winning completely. The enemy under your feet. You get replaced in the winner's circle. $1,000 check. You can replace in the winner's circle just like that. Why? The winds of wisdom is blowing in this house right now. You must know the difference between advice and insight. What? What did you say, Apostle? I say you must know the difference between advice and insight. Advice might work. But insight see the solution. The wind of wisdom is blowing in this house. So whatever you perturb about, whatever is not working, receive the solution, the answer, the direction right now. Receive it, because it's in this house. It is the Holy Ghost. Who I say it is? It's the Holy Ghost giving wisdom now to every person on the sound of my voice all around the world. There's some in their homes, some in groups, but I'm instructed by the Holy Ghost within. He says I'm giving instruction and insight now, direction out of any dilemma. The dilemma is over. Receive now. That's one thing someone been up against for 17 years. It ends today. How about I heard the number 17 years you've been dealing with this. Could have been an ailment, could have been a family, whatever it is, job, whatever it is. The wind, W-I-N-D, of wisdom. Whew. John said in the book of Revelation, yes, that's right, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I was able to see things and hear things that normally wasn't heard and wasn't seen. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're in the spirit now. That's the atmosphere. See, atmosphere, environment has something to do with this. Whew. Jesus Christ. What a way. What a word. What time it is? 9:49. Bring my Bible. Y'all dismissed. The first words that I'm going to speak to you, you may be seated to get your Bible. The first words I'm going to speak to you have to be very careful to listen to these words, because there are some places you're about to leave. You've been there long enough. One writer said, we've been on this mountain long enough. I've been praying around this Sam territory. So some things that the Lord want to share with you, I'm doing part two of I Am, I Can, and I Will. And we'll go to some scriptures that help bring us into fruition here. But there have been too much teaching on sacrifice, where Jesus is the last, the first, and all between sacrifices. And because of a lack of understanding of insight, there have been a whole lot of teaching on sacrifice. And then there's another aspect we got to get over before I give you the scriptures this morning. Suffering for the Lord. The Lord don't need you to suffer for him. The Lord don't suffer himself. Then there's another stubborn force that hinders from being functioning in our I am identity of divinity, of sonship from within. Get this, I am identity. I am identity of divinity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Of sonship. You listening? And you know what I mean, daughter, too, right? From within. Now, don't forget to put the front from within on this thing. Because if you don't put the from within, you're not going to be able to function, nor flow, nor follow. Uh-oh, another word come up. Nor forsake. Okay. So what God is doing? He's giving us a divine format to follow him. All right, stay with me. So another thing has to be dealt with before I can preach the I am, I can, I will identity to you is self-condemnation. You know, Paul talked about it in Romans 8. There's no condemnation in them who in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. So stop condemning yourself about your mistakes and straighten up and go on and go forward. All right. Another plague that has been brought on us and we can't function like we should is sin consciousness. Sin consciousness, as if the blood can't cleanse you. See, once you repent properly and put it before the blood, you should have no more consciousness of it. Another one that is sly and slick, but we need to deal with it. Satan's deception of power. Satan deceiving you how much power he has. He has none. You must come to grips with that. Stop giving him credit for what you're doing. Or stop giving him credit for what you are not doing. And then there's another one. Turn to 2 Peter, please. There's another one that has to be cleared in the church and as a apostle I see. Soul ignorance. Soul ignorance. Not aware of the transfer switch in the soul that you can receive things in your body, manifestation and demonstration from the Holy Spirit that come through your spirit. But your soul has to be trained to come into cooperation with the supernatural. Soul ignorance. There's a lot of soul ignorance in the church at large. All right? A lot of people trying to sacrifice, pay for something that is already paid for. I have to read this scripture because the first, in 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, for the first a few lines, there are going to be turbulence in the spirit. In other words, you're going to have your seatbelt buckled because it's going to escort you into dimensions of life that the average church member has never been in. One of the most powerful and accurate scripture about our identity and divinity, the ability to operate in divine substance. Write that down. The divine substance of faith, hope, love, that's all that's divine substance. Being able to operate in these divine substance is a job that must come from within. Don't forget that. Within. Okay. That ability to function above and beyond is within. It's not a feeling, but it's become a feeling. Because once your soul kick in, the emotion and the feeling lock in to the supernatural, lock in to the spirit. Oh my goodness. See, people have told you your feeling can't lock into the spirit, but it can. Oh, my goodness. You can lock your feeling into the spirit. Yes, sir. I feel the spirit. Yes. What happened just now? How you know the spirit was here? You felt him. In my heart, right? In my spirit, in my soul. So what we've been doing? Downplaying our feeling. And all the time, our feeling trying to tell us you're off base. Now, these few verses has to deal with your identity, your divinity. Can you spell that? Your divinity. Your divinity. See, you are divine. If you're a new creature. If you're 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you're John 1:12, stop denying it. Within you is the life of God. Amen? Now watch these scriptures. 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, verse 1, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as, now listen very carefully, according as his divine power, what kind of power?
Divine.
Underline that. This dudamus power, this resurrection power, has given unto us all things, listen to this, that pertain unto life and godliness.
Yes,
I mean, live a good life and live right.
Yes,
through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partaker of the divine nature. Underline that, partaker of the divine nature. Very powerful there. Where is that? That is from within. Say from within.
From within.
That divine nature operates, function from within. Not outside. From within. But it produces results on the outside. See, everything the believer you're going to win in and everything you're going to change in your life will have to be changed from within. Got it? From within. So from within. So we, our divine sonship, our divinity, our operating in the Spirit of God has to be from where?
Within.
Within. Within. No, it does not start as a feeling. What did it start at? Faith. Faith. See, it started at faith. If you're going to operate from within, you're going to operate by faith. And then the feeling has to catch up. You have to believe God. There are three things. His presence. His power. Four things. His possibilities. And his purposes are on the inside. Let's go a little further. His plan. His preeminence. It's all on the inside of you. Waiting for your demand or request. You should never go down, I haven't used this in a long time, for one split second. Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. So he's there all the time. Another term you haven't heard. I have to stay in tune with him. I have to stay in tune with my within. See, you listening to me? See, this religious stuff is not going to produce the reality of God. The force of righteousness is on the inside. Within, all right? Now, Galatians 2 again. Galatians 2:10, 2:20, and 21. Because here, on yesterday, we dealt with the crucified I and the resurrected I. And because of the resurrected I coming after the crucified I, we live by the resurrected I, which is a new creature, which packing God's divine nature and ability, but we got to know how to work with it. It's from within. What I say it's from?
From within.
Don't y'all sit there and don't say nothing. From within.
From within.
From within. I'm looking at you, see your mouth moving.
From within.
Say it, from within.
From within.
See, my power
come from within.
There's no other power.
What?
So all that credit you've been given to your problem and to your opposition ends today.
Amen.
You have to be able to say individually when you're in your home or your house, I'm the only one got power up in here. In your car, you need to be able to say, I'm the only one got power up in here. No other power can rule in here. From within. Not by your feeling, but by faith. Every chair occupied in here is a winner. I know it from the spirit. I don't care what's going on, you're a winner. You may not be using your stuff, but you got it. My job is to stir you in the spirit so you can use what you already have. You don't need no more, you just got to use what you got. Paul says, stir up the gift. Right, now, look in Galatians. Because before you become a son, before you can operate in sonship, I know what the other word was. I got it, Lord. Thank you. Let me hurry up and say it before I lose it. We are so busy being servants, we can't be sons. See, your servanthood, you are a servant, but it's not real till after you become a son. You can't serve if you don't understand sonship. You heard that? So a lot of us trying to be servant and we never pick up the sonship. And so we keep talking about Satan. A son, no. A son got out the grave with the son. So a real son knows Satan had no power over me or nowhere I step into. Because I'm the resurrected Christ. He lives in me. I'm his representative. He's already defeated. So what Satan has become, listen to me, an excuse for negligence in sonship. Satan has become an excuse for negligence in sonship. You don't have to talk about him no more in your life. The Lord have took him out of your life. All he could do is effort. You know somebody? I saw a man got knocked out doing this, and another man hit him. You don't F in the street, brother. Don't make no wrong move in the street. Y'all never been in the street. You can't be talking about, I knock you. Well, you better, you on the floor, bro. I'm going to tell you some of the most profound things in the spirit in a few moments. You're going to have all of you here. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All of you are going to have to be here. You're going to have to understand some things I'm going to tell you that will convert every situation you have instantly. Yes, how many ready for that? I mean, every downplay, every damnable thing, everything that is a hindrance, every wall got to fall. I'm going to show you in a few moments. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now notice the next verse. See, grace and faith must work together. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Now, when he say, I do not frustrate the grace of God, that statement denotes everything for me is already done. Wait a minute now. See, grace bespeak is finished. So all the promises of God, all the words you've read is already yours. But you have to almost be living in a grace flood, recognizing what Jesus had done for you, and just speak it out and walk from it. All right, now. You remember when Paul said, I am what I am because of the grace of God and for God. Boy, this is going to hurt in hell. We're talking about I am, I can, I will. You have to understand that I am this before you can do you can. You remember I said I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me? God has waked me to do his will and his good pleasure that first in Philippians 2, 12 to 13. Ephesians 5, 17 says, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Then in Romans 12, 2, he talked about the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. He said, renew your mind to it, right? Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me leave you now. Now, we have become so need consciousness that very seldom we get what we want or get where we want. And we have to deal with that. This statement will floor you if you don't listen. But this I am teaching. Well, let me use another scripture. Go to John 14, 6. Go to John 14, 6. Sometimes the Apostle Paul taught in clusters, arguing his case that you come to understand it. Then John 14, 6, Jesus used one of the seven I am. Jesus knew who he was. See, all I am mean I know who I am. All right. So Jesus said unto him, I am three things, the way, the truth, and the life. Now, we have to pay attention. We have to, those three things, we have to grasp them as a fact that Jesus, whatever I need, wherever I need to go, Jesus is the way. Whatever I need to know, Jesus is the truth. And whatever power of life I need, Jesus is the life. I am. I'm not going to become someday. I am. All right. It's a past, present, future tense fact. All right. Okay. Now listen very carefully. In this I am-ness and living from the power within, I'm going to make four or five statements here. You already have everything that you are ready for. What? If you don't have something, you're not ready for it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I could come to church next Sunday, man. But I want to put this down. I want you to read this over and over again. If you don't have something, you're not ready for it. Listen, you listening? Everything you're ready for is ready for you. These I am connotations, you understand? Everything you're ready for is ready for you. Now, I want you to get this, because this is, I guess this is one of the most powerful statements. You remember the Ephesians, one, three says, anybody else remember it? Over here, y'all, I don't hear nobody over there. Over here, y'all know what that voice says? Ephesians 1, 3, no, y'all, they're talking over here, y'all quiet. Turn your Bible there, Ephesians 1, 3. You need to know this, because this is a past tense fact that you will be blessed, you've been blessed with everything you need, want, desire, or dream of, or imagine. It's already done by the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spirits of blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Quit waiting to go to heaven. Open your mouth and open heaven up down here. What I say?
Open your mouth and open heaven down here.
You must have days of heaven on earth. Are you following me? Now, this one I'm going to really throw you. You listening? You can only get that what you already have. I saw you, John. What did he say? I saw John head to this. What? You can only get that what you already have. How many understand that? I'm not going to raise your hand. Don't be crazy. How many understand that statement? See, because you already have it. That's why you can make demand. That's why you can make command. See, until your divinity from within become the forerunner in your life, you're not going to understand that you have the right to demand blessing. Command blessing. Guess what blessing will do? Obey your every word. See, we've been taught to strain for blessing. Might get it, might not get it. Might be 2 years from a day. No. You can get it right now. Let me get that statement again. I want you to study them statements together. You hear me, Leon? Study those statements together. They're powerful, man. You can only get that what you already have. I see y'all over here. Y'all lost. What you already have. See, why I already have it? I read Ephesians. Where were you? Ephesians 1:3. I read it to you. Where were you? There are so many, because of Jesus, there are so many past tense blessings. Yeah, they're already yours.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's a strong statement. See, you have to come to a grip with I am. Let me read some introduction here to you. Let me find something. It's time for you to advance spiritually by knowing how to function from the power within. Come on now, let that settle. See, apostolic, I'm going to teach you more stronger now. Now, we've had visitors come in. They're just going to catch up and hang on. Because I can't back up now. So you all been around me. Listen to what I'm saying. It's time for you to advance spiritually. Say advance spiritually.
Advance
spiritually. By knowing how to function from the power within.
Yes, sir.
Listen, producing divine results on the outside. Divine results just don't come. They have to be produced. They have to be commanded. They have to be created. They have to be spoken with faith. Now, let me read this whole thing to you. It's time for you to advance spiritually by knowing how to function from the power from within. You remember we read in Peter, right? Producing divine results on the outside, on purpose, by being in charge supernaturally. Sonship. Say sonship. Divinity. Supernatural. In the spirit. Now, one of the ways you have to do this is you're going to have to become, Robin, spiritually minded. Remember Paul talked about, be spiritually minded is life and peace. Be carnal minded, what he says is this, death. See, a lot of things in your life is not alive because you're not thinking.
Come on, sir.
Watch what I'm about to say. College cannot take the place of thinking. You got to think. And you can't think just what other people say.
That's right.
Or you can't think just what you've been taught.
That's right.
In college. You got to think higher than college.
Right.
But I said think.
Amen.
Yeah. See, we're trying to drink without thinking. You can't do that because you don't know what you're drinking. All right, now we're going to deal with the keys. The key is knowing how to unlock the identity of your divinity sonship. Write that down, man. The key is knowing how to unlock the identity of your divinity sonship. That's what we're doing. I am.
I am.
See, Jesus had his unlock. I'm the bread of life. I'm the door. I'm the good shepherd. That thing unlocked, man. I ain't trying to be nothing. I'm that. See. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. Let's look at verse 8 for a moment. That's an unlocking verse. It gives us meditation and observation. See, because you have to meditate, observe, consecrate, come into obedience, and be willing.
Yes, sir.
I wonder about eating a popcorn up here. Listen to what I'm saying here. This is no movie. Listen what I'm saying here. I'm trying to shut that popcorn up here. Listen. Listen, listen, listen. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shall meditate therein day and night. Watch now, that thou mayest what?
Observe.
What?
Do.
What?
Follow.
See, observe to do what?
Follow.
All that written therein, right? Watch this now. Here's your sonship. For then, God, the apostle, Jesus. Who? Why? At this point, that was an Old Testament scripture, but at this point, we are operating on the same level of Jesus. When Jesus was here on earth, all the things Jesus did, watch this. I know you can do it. We don't need no more son dying on the cross. So you don't have to do that. But everything else he did, you can do it. Because he died on the cross. Hey, y'all don't even believe me. See? I got to go preach in my group in South Carolina. Y'all hearing what I'm saying here? You can be, you can do, and you can have everything that Bible say belong to you. So write these words down. Being, doing, and having. Good God Almighty. Say it. Being, doing. Now, look at the chronological order. You got to be first. Then you can do. Then you can have. Some people are trying to do and have and don't know their being. My job, I feel a Holy Ghost. Jesus. Woo, Holy Ghost. My goodness. Oh, I had an anointing just twirling around me right now. Your being, say, my being produces my doing,
produces my having.
I can't be stopped now.
Wow.
See, you have to be blessed before you can do bless. Before you can have bless. You can't skip your being. You got to enter into your divine sonship with revelation and realization and recognize and receive and release the power that is within you. You're the most powerful being on the face of the earth. This is not religion. It's just even not repeat what I saw somebody else do. It's fresh power. What I say over there?
Fresh power.
Fresh power.
Every day.
Every day.
I must have. What?
Fresh power.
Wow! Fresh power.
What kind of power?
Fresh power.
Because every day I rise, there's fresh evil. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Say, I am.
I can.
I will.
Being.
Doing.
And
having. Now, most of the church is on the having end. I want this. I write it on a piece of paper, put it on the wall, and say it 6 times a day. Watch what I'm about to say now. Watch what I'm about to say now. Saying with no authority. What you mean saying with no authority? If you didn't work with your being, if you pass your being up, your sonship, and your divinity, you're not speaking in authority of Christ. You're speaking in religious authority. Watch this. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I pray the body of Christ get this. Spend time with your being.
Yes, sir.
Before you go to acting for a whole lot of stuff, you know, spend time with your being. Get saturated in your being.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you become saturated in your being, there's a substance start flowing. Divine, creative, demonstrative, manifested substance. God, don't write that down, man. See? But you're operating from and in who you are. I'm not just a church member. I'm not just somebody who prayed all night. I'm somebody who born into a special family, which give me special rights. I have to know how to receive. You listening? And release. Write that down. I have to know how to receive and go, meditate. Go over these things, Turner. Go over them. I'm going to know how to receive and release. You'll never lose a care. $500. I must know how to receive in my sonship. And I must know how to release from my sonship my authority over all things. Three things here now. Harmonious and favorable conditions will be in my life all the days of my life. I will stand with agreeable surrounding the rest of my days. And from now on, I will have the best of everything. Those three things. See, if you know how to operate from within now, I'm trying to teach you that you'll have harmonious, favorable surrounding all the time when you're operating. Don't care what's going on. Don't care what the hell going on. That's talking about Satan, you see. Don't care what he's trying to stir up. You have harmonious, favorable condition because greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. And you in there too.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And then you'll have agreeable surrounding.
Yes. Glory to God.
In other words, you'll know how to stay surrounded by angels.
Jesus.
Because because whenever you're operating from your power within or from your sonship, angels have no choice but to escort you where you're going. They're at your demand. But when you're on the outside making all these demands, angels say, I ain't got to go. That ain't Christ. That ain't the spirit of Christ. But when you're operating from the inside, angels are, what the word is, obligated to fight your battle. Are you hearing me? Look, children, we're going beyond Sunday school here now. I'm trying to bring, I receive a handful of $100 bills. I'm trying to bring you to an apostolic understanding of the book of Acts, why there was so much action. You read the book of Acts some, right? In the book of Acts, because those people was operating from the inside. For centuries, the church been operating from the outside because there was no apostle in the house. See, the book of Acts is two functioning, apostolic and the Holy Ghost and apostolic. So we're talking about a different grade of life. I told you from this day. Not next Sunday. From this day. You start living a new grade of life. For the question is, listen to me, children. Yeah, you're going to blow it. You're going to blow it out the water. The question is, have I checked within? Write that down. Before you go to fussing and quoting scriptures and binding the devil, have I checked from within? Am I working myself too hard? My yoke
is
easy. Now, let's be honest about this. I'm going to go with you. Because how many times you've attacked something and didn't check within? Many times. We do that. But that's what this is about. This is to be a warning to you. Why are you out there dealing with this from the outside? From within. You understand? That's where you've been, on the outside. God, doggy, get back on the inside. All the stuff I done taught you? You ain't depressed. You got it? I believe you got it. Get back inside. Jesus Christ. Get your tail back inside.
Right.
What you doing out here? Get back up in there. Come on, man. Come on. Now you know these few moments you've been blessed. You know you've been. You know we need this information, don't we? We need. Bam. We need this information, don't we? Three words I want to give you to keep you on the inside. You ready? Observation. No. Attention. Observation and consecration. Those three words. Give them back to me.
Attention, observation,
one more time.
Attention,
all right, Proverbs 4:20. This is the inside job. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my son. My son, do what?
Attend to my words.
Incline thy ear to my son. Keep going. Give me the next word. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Why? Why? Well, next word. Why?
For they are light unto those who find
them. Wow. Next word. Bam! There it is right there. Look. Everybody say, bam!
Bam.
There it is right there.
Yes.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life. Out of it. Not out. Out of it. Check. Point at your neighbor and say, check within. You're dealing with something? Tell them, you're dealing with something?
Check within.
That's where your power. Tell them, that's where your power is. That's why your answer is.
That's why your anointing
is. That's why your
anointing is.
That's why your deliverance is.
That's why your freedom is.
You got it.
You got it.
See it? Every defeated moment you have ever spent, it was because you was on the outside looking at the circumstances and the debris and the wind and all that stuff stirring up. All you got to do is go back. Dwayne, you hear me? Go back inside. Put your order in and receive it right now. No more waiting. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things seen. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. According. Romans 12. Romans 12. 1. By attention, observation, and consecration. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Well, who are you talking about presenting the body? Where I present the body from? Inside. Where you present the body from? Inside. Inside. From within. Look, notice, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by what?
By the mercy of God.
That who?
I.
God?
I.
Ye, I. Present your bodies, what?
A living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, when you say living sacrifice, I don't mean you got down the cross. Verse 2. Now, I am, I can, and I will. If you don't get this verse in Ephesians 4:23, you will not. Ephesians 4:23 is talking about being renewed in the spirit of your mind that you can connect. Ooh, Jesus. You got Ephesians 4:23 now, and I'm going to come right there. Hold it. Just hold it right there. You got Ephesians 4:23? It's saying being renewed in the spirit of your mind? Huh? All right. There's a connection here that I was praying. In Romans chapter 8, 26, 27, and 28, verse talk about praying in the spirit. And it talks about the mind of the spirit. Look, huh? Go look at that, because I want you to see the mind of the spirit. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then in Romans 8:28, I think the term said that you made the mind of the spirit. And we know all things work together. No, that's not it, baby. Not Romans 8:28. That's the wrong one. 27. And he that searches, likewise the spirit also, all right, come on, keep it dancing. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit. Underline it. What is the mind of the spirit?
Yes,
now, you're never going to know what the mind of the spirit is from the outside. The mind, oh my God. What? Listen to what I'm about to say now, Mary. The mind of the Spirit lives on the inside of you. You have the divine privilege to walk around with the mind of the Spirit living on the inside of you. Isn't the Holy Ghost in you? But if he ain't there, his mind ain't there. So I have the ability, Ephesians 4:23. I'm going to close in a minute. I have the ability, listen, to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Not just my outer mind. I have an inner mind that thinks on God's level. You heard me? I have an inner mind that can think on God's level. And guess what? Jimmy, God gave it to me. And the world can't take it away. And religious can't take it away. And unscripted teaching can't take it away. I have the mind of the Spirit living on the inside of me. So, when I go within to get my information, I'm functioning from the mind of the Holy Ghost, who knows everything. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Are you getting this?
Yes.
So now, go back to Romans 12, 2. I'm just at point 2. By attention, observation, and consecration. Say that. By attention,
observation.
Everything you deal with from this day forward, put those three on it. Don't, as they were saying in the street, jump the gun. What Psalm, what is 40, 41, 10? What is 40, 16, 41, 10? Be still. 46:10. Be still and know what? What do you say? What?
I am God.
I am God. And because I am, I will. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Why? Why? God don't have to deal with I can. When you start living from the inside, you can take I can out. There's a point you will be able to move out of the I can class. And you walk around talking like God, I am and I will. No, you see what I'm saying? Nobody can stop me. See, I got to carry through the I can class until I get you on the inside. And then I'm going to come preach, I am, I will. Oh, I come preach, you get this. I am, I will, I have. Nobody can stop me. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now. Don't get upset about this. This is the way I live. I've been left the I can. I talk like a God. When I'm dealing with something, I talk to it like a God. I know I got it, man. You know? Yeah, yes. Listen, let me see, can I say this to your way? I don't only have, I don't know what one to put first. I don't only have divine backup, but I have divine potential. You have to know that. Write it down. You got to know that. Don't be sitting there looking at me. I have, when you think about it, when you read that again, you know the power is within, and you realize that you have divine backup. But on the same token, when we read in 2 Peter 1, I'm a partaker of a divine nature, it means that I have divine potentials on the inside of me that function on the same grade as Jesus. Wow. That function on the same level of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit in there to make it happen with my spirit. Shoot, anybody can get a car. Talking about no car, no house. I'm talking about knowing my divine potential. Once I learn my potential, it's no talking about I am house. You know, can you understand that language? Don't get scared. No, you haven't doubt about it. If I've grown to a certain potential, it's not that I'm going to get it. Not that I'm not going to get it. I am that. I have it already. But if you start on the wrong end about having, and don't start in the right end of being, you'll struggle just like every other church member. See, the only reason I got I am, I can, and I will right now is to train some of you all. Finally, we're taking the I can out. See, because the I can is not a subject no more when you know who you are in your being. Jesus did not have can't in his vocabulary. He couldn't. How are you going to be God and have can't in your vocabulary? If it don't exist, I'll make it. Didn't they have no highway across the Red Sea? It wasn't even fathomable to even think about going through all that water with all them chariots and stuff like that, walk all them people. God made a highway. Ain't no wind was blowing when the Jericho wall fell. God, push it down. David wasn't no giant when God showed up. I mean, Goliath wasn't no giant when God showed up. David became the giant. Oh, remember, you're the giant. When you live from within, I'm the giant. This world, they can do what they want. They're not impressing me. I'm the giant. I'm the one got God living in me. I'm the one going to be standing when everything else falls. Because I have eternal life. Eternal victory. What? Everything you're dealing with right now that seems not to be working, all it is a temporary delay for you to go inside and get the power and come outside and whoop that thing, man. It's everything up against you is for training. It's not there to defeat you. It can't defeat you. You're undefeatable. You're unbeatable. As a child of God. This is no motivation to speak. No, this ain't no motivation to church. I ain't motivating you with that kind of stuff. This is reality, man. This is realization on the inside of you who I am in Christ and who Christ is in me. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Finally, my brethren. Good stuff, isn't it? Yes, sir. I'm tired of these religious biscuits. They're stale and they're hard. I got the life of God in me. Woo! Glory to God. I want to say something to you right now. The Spirit of God is saying to me right now, I hope you can condense this some kind of way. Digest it. But I heard the Spirit of God say, there's no way in my notes. It's our turn. It's the church turn. See, when the church come into grip with apostolic sufficiency and things that are revealed to them at dimension of who they really are, they're going to push a different button on the elevator. I'm not getting off on the third floor no more. Tell me everything happening on the 16th floor. I'm going to push the right button now. You see what I'm saying? Because I have a right to be on the top floor. Now, some hotel may have a suite on the first floor, but that's not where the real suite's at. You haven't seen a room until you hit that. Yeah, until you hit that top floor. That's where the big room's at. I remember when I got up there, I screamed. I said, God, dog, wow! Bed different, the flowers different. Everything changed. After you hit about the 13th floor, things start changing. Not the 13th floor, they ain't got no 13th floor, I don't believe. No? Right. After you hit the 12th floor, everything start changing. Y'all been on the third floor too long. Told them church about eating all them government biscuits, letting the government pay for the church. I told them as an apostle, said, don't take that money. I had a man at my table, Roy, who was a good friend, been preaching together for a long time. I said, how you been? I said, you naming this church kind of funny. How you building this church? Because she got to name it like they want to name it. He said, I said, you getting government funding for this? He was at my table. He said, yeah. I said, don't do it. He ain't been back to my house since. Yet, we have no government assistance here. But everything paid for. The government, let me get off of this, rob you of God being your source. Somebody say amen to that. Because if you're on welfare, don't stay on welfare all your life. Don't be looking out for a hand out the rest of your life. Let God become your soul and send their check back to them and say, I want to tell you, I don't need this $40 no more. And I'm moving into a new house without your cheese in it. Now you got to use it temporarily to use it because it's your money. But it will cut your level. Let's read these two verses. I'm close. I got 2 minutes. Let's read these two verses. Read Romans 12:2. Let's read it out loud. Romans 12:2. How to close. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what? Is that good? Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's a $700 check. I tell y'all, so I want y'all to know. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He got on the bottom of his check. I am, I will, I have. he gonna work this thing, man. You know, you never I can't out. That's the next level I'm gonna teach you. I think I gotta teach I can a few more times. See 1 Thessalonians 5:23? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus. And look at the next verse. Look at God, how good God is. Just let him. Look in Philippians 2:13 now, I think it is. Those two verses go together. Look in Philippians 2:13. Go together. For God is at work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What is God's good pleasure? What is God's good pleasure? You winning. You represent him right? The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, he that cometh to God must what? And he what? Let me close with this. If you want to make God happy, let him reward you. Let him give you anything you have on your heart. Just anything. Anything I have on my heart, God give it to me. I mean, I better not think about it too long. I can't think about it. I got to watch it. I got to be careful what I think about. Because I might think about something and it'll show up. See, I'm preaching and living what I'm teaching. Right now, I have no want or no desire. You know I ain't got no need. This is what I'm trying to get you. But we have to be retrained to return to your first love. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your might, all your mind, all your soul. You got to get back there because there are some things you can't handle unless you're there. Those things that make you snobbish, those things that make you ugly, those things that make you high-minded. You're not ready for it until you're not ready to ask for something until you can thank it. Your thinking must be programmed to your asking. That's Ephesians 3:20. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stand up. Jesus Christ. All that sacrificing we've been doing, you know, trying to be sacred. No, you just be walking Christ. Stop condemning yourself for mistakes you made last week. Go for it. Fresh and anew. Stop being set up by Satan as if he can do something to you. It's you letting him do it. Shut him down from within. I don't know how many times Goliath went in that valley and screamed out, he's the greatest, beating on his chest. But he made a mistake. David had brought his brother supper. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine out your heart and he's going to handle the whole army of God? I don't believe this. I whooped the bear. The lion came out. I took him down. I know it wasn't me. So, King, I'll take him. Say, well, yeah, but you was just a little boy going back to your house. No, King, you don't. You haven't seen my inside. You don't know who sent me. Oh, here's a revelation that's going to hold you the rest of your life. When Saul gave David his armor, it will get him killed. And that's why Christian desires and hope of being killed, because they're wearing Saul armor. On the outside, David killed Goliath from the inside. He said, you come to me with a sword and a shield, but I come to you in the name. So, there's no more defeat for you. If you follow the apostolic instruction and the apostolic anointing that's been given you, and don't let no church folk talk you out of it, and work from your power within, and stop defeating yourself from the mistake that was made on the outside, go back on the inside and clean it up again. The day will come, look at me, when you will have never to pray for no material thing. You just go get it. That's part of the abundant life. Hey, that's part of the abundant life. But you're going to have to take notes of doing things a certain way. Consistently. Whether anything happening or not, you're just doing it based on God's word. And all of a sudden, God said, she trusts me. Now I'm going to use her as a demonstrator. I would desire that all y'all become demonstrators and just live your life and enjoy your life, man. You need to enjoy life. I want to talk to you about financial literacy. Being spiritually, financially literate. Okay, I'm going to give you 4 or 5 things that you can work on that can change your finances just like that. You want me to tell you?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear y'all over here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Because I'm about to receive the offering, but I'm going to tell you something. All right. The first thing you got to get in your mind and stop thinking all this old crazy talk, money matters. Yes, sir. Write that down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, stop. Don't let nothing tell you no different. If you living, where you living at? On planet Earth?
Yes, sir.
Money matters. Say it. Yeah, I mean, stop being crazy about that. All right? The second thing is, very important, stop using credit card as money. Credit card is not money. Credit card is credit. Then the third thing is, I said it already, going to college do not take the place of thinking. Our governor is still paying his college loan. He's governor of the United States, the governor of Louisiana, still paying his college loan. Being overpowered by debt, I'm almost through, is not success. It is a deceptive problem. And I want to add on to it. It's a deceptive pattern. Don't buy on credit what you can't afford. Drive a lesser car until. Get you a nice Buick. Yeah, it's a Buick. And then number six. How many you got, Essie? Do you have six, Essie? You have five? All right, you up there. Number six. And this one, wrap it all up in explanation and revelation. Study until you understand that God is your source. Yes, yes, study till you understand that God is your source. Almost to every ministry in the world, I'm a sign and a wonder. They're wondering how I'm doing it, but I've come to grip with many years ago that God is my source. So I don't need to preach in their pulpit. If they don't want me there, I'm a gift. So if they don't want me there, I ain't calling you. You don't call me, I'm sure not calling you. And so they wonder, how are you doing all they're doing? Because God is my source. I represent the kingdom. Are you following me? You got those 16? I want you to go to work on them. I know some of y'all are kind of AWOL with them credit cards. So I've been there. And you're fooling yourself like you got money. You ain't got no money, you're going deeper in debt. So back off. Wear that dress twice. Three times. Four times. Five times. 12 times. Because all you're doing is getting something to express, to impress somebody else. Impressing and stressing. Impressing and stressing. After the impression gone, guess who come? Stress. Shoot. I love you. I will train you. I know how I got there. My wife and I lived in our old house 21 years. She told me last night we landed the bed. She said, 21 years we live in our old house. We've been in this one 27 years. A new house we've been in 27 years. How many of y'all ever passed my house? All y'all. It's the dumbest thing in the world if you don't pass. I ain't told you to stop by. Because your feelings sure will get hurt. But I can't understand people who don't pass by and see. Is he lying or what? All right, get your envelope.